Welcome back to the Evolve Stylist Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Rebecca Taylor.
And I'm the other one, Sarai Spear.
The other one?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I look forward to the days that we record because I love it. It feels good to chit chat with you, even if we talk about hard stuff or what's been going on that's great and just whatever. It's fun. So I'm in an especially good mood today.
I think that might be part of it, but I'm pretty sure you're getting ready to go on vacation, and that's probably why you're in a good mood.
Okay, fine. I mean, I love you. I love our conversations. Goes without saying, but I'm fucking already got my brain on the plane, man.
Brain on the plane.
I am about to be out. You know what? This is kind of what I wanted to talk about. Those of you who are listening, Sarai has no idea what I'm about to say. She really doesn't.
Nope, not a clue.
We're just taking this. We're going somewhere with it. We're just going on a ride. So I wrote down these notes before we started today, and it's nothing crazy. It's nothing big, but I'm curious. I guess it's because already what mindset or headspace I'm in. But I wanted to ask you, being self-employed, being an entrepreneur, do you ever call yourself a solopreneur?
Do I personally? No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever called myself a solopreneur.
No, I hear that a lot, and I'm like, I'm just going to stick with self-employed entrepreneur, you know, jack of Jill of many trades, whatever. But we are truly both self-employed. So as a self-employed individual, how do you take time, truly time away from work, or do you? And we're just going to get into it. Her eyes are widening. She's got some tension. How do you leave your work at work?
Fuck me. Are you serious?
Did that get
you? Are you serious? Are we really going to have this conversation? Fuck.
No, I struggle with it too. I know you do. I know most of us do, because when you're self-employed, it's like you got to strike when the iron's hot. And how do you know when it's hot? And how do you cool it off? And how do you differentiate? And this is a little bit different than our work-life harmony balance conversation, because this is, how do you disconnect? How are you not? A lot of questions. We'll just start there. How do you leave work at work, Sarai?
It's real hard. Can I just be really honest? I've had to put things into place, and sometimes my husband has to remind me, if I'm being completely fucking honest. So I'm at a point in my career where I work behind the chair maybe once every couple weeks. I am down in my fancy dungeon, as I call it. It's my office. I'm recording podcasts and creating content for Balanced Stylist Society, my new community. I'm answering messages. So I'm doing a lot of like basically at home shit. So it was a bit easier when I could leave the salon, get in my car, and then come in. Now, not to say that I still didn't answer emails and post on Instagram and all that, but the lines become very blurred in the last little bit for me. And I'm so glad you said like the work-life harmony, because I believe in it. I really do. However, there are periods of flow. There are going to be periods where you've got ideas coming, you're creative, you're fucking inventing new techniques, you're creating a course, you're like figuring out marketing, and you're in flow. And so I've learned that when I'm in flow, that it's okay if I work 12 hours and I go upstairs, which is home, you know, my office is my office down on the second floor. But when I go home, I try to detach. I'll put my phones on do not disturb. I put them in the cradle on the kitchen island. They don't come in the bedroom with me. And I try to not check them. I try to be present. Am I always successful? Fuck no, absolutely not. So it's hard to detach. It can be done. And then there are some days where I'm like, well, fuck, I worked 4 hours. My eyes are fucking hurting. Nothing's flowing. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home. I'm going to detach. I'm going to go home. And then I'll fucking doom scroll on social media, or, you know, get ideas to fucking create content or something. But separating is, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a whatever you want to call it, solopreneur, boss motherfucker, it's hard. It's not a 9-to-5. You're going to constantly have things that need to get done. So creating task lists for me has been a lifesaver, knowing that like, okay, I've got 10 things I've got to get done today. If I don't, then they have to get done. I have to stay working until I do. And then I can go home, you know? So I'm not like thinking about it all night, carrying it with me. So to wrap it all up with a nice little bow, it's fucking hard, dude.
It is hard. Like, do you take any, I'm going to tell you about my upcoming experience that I have trying to truly disconnect and why it's about to bring me anxiety and already has been. We'll get to that. That's another ball of wax. But so do you have days off, like dedicated off days at this point? And if so, what do they look like? And what's your mind like? If you're physically not working, what are you thinking about? What are you, I wish we could see faces on this.
I wish you could see my face. Okay. Complete transparency. I am getting ready to launch tomorrow. I'm opening the doors. So the last month, I think I have worked every single day. I do not think I've taken a day off. Now, I will tell you, I took a bubble bath at 9:30 on a fucking Friday morning. Okay. I went to fucking yoga this morning. I'm doing my card pulls, my journaling, my meditation. So even though I haven't had a normal day off in probably since I went to Montana in December, I feel good about it. It feels like a balance to me. It feels like a harmony, I will say. It feels like a flow. So I used to take Saturdays and Sundays off. And then I would fill those with like yoga teacher training or, you know, just shit. And so I was starting to get to the point where I was always working. So right now I do not have regular days off. Once launch is done, absolutely. And I think it's going to be like a Friday, Saturday situation, you know? So what about you?
Well, I just want to say, like, your passion shows. It doesn't look like you're like, oh, this again. It's like you're stoked to be there. And that might wane, you know. Some days it might be like, oh, fuck. But you know what I mean? Like, I just see your passion. And when you're driven. And I get that. And same, you know. Yeah. Like, you don't want to take days off when you're passionate.
No, I really don't. I'm exactly. Like, I mean, I created a fucking, it started off as a challenge and I ended up creating a 30-day client growth blueprint that's fucking insane. It's got a 32-page workbook and fucking PDFs and templates. And I was like, bitch, I'm on it. I created 30 videos in 5 days for it. Like that to me, I'm loving it.
Okay, this is going to go perfectly with what you just said and are kind of like talking about you got to strike when the iron's hot and like when creativity strikes, you have to be on top of it. So I'm listening to this book right now. I'll have to send it to you or put it in the notes or whatever, but it's from I think her name is Elizabeth Gilbert, and it's about creativity and overcoming fear, da da da. But she was talking today, so I was toggling back and forth. On the way to Lashes, it was her, and on the way home, it was the monk fucking book where I wasn't doing enough. Yeah, exactly. But on the way there, it was a good listen. And she was talking about you have to, you know, your relationship with your creativity and like your passion and the thing that you're all in about, which is you and your work and me and my work, you know, it's the thing we're passionate about, but you have to treat it almost like you're having an affair. And if you think about, let's say you were having just the traditional sense of like an extramarital affair, you'll find time. You'll find 15 minutes to make out in the stairwell. You will risk it all. You will fucking find the time. You will sneak away. You will do it because the fire is there, right? And so, all right, now let's back away from the extramarital affair part. But, you know, that paints a picture. But let's say you're having a love affair with the thing you do for work. Like you will sneak away. It's like what keeps you up at night. It's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning. So it's like, if the fire's there, you fucking find a way to make out with your creativity, you know?
Yes.
Isn't it cool? Isn't that a cool analogy and just a metaphor for like you, that's how you are on, you know, when you're on and then you don't want to take days off, you know?
Yeah. It's so beautiful. It was a weird but fantastic analogy because you do find time for that thing that is so important to you and you make the fucking time.
Exactly.
Like now you just fucking do.
You do and you want to, and that's the thing. But the I think the issue is, and I've been in this spot and you were talking about flow, is like, do you keep pushing and do you keep staying connected when it's not in flow and you feel like you're beating your head up against the wall and there's a lot of resistance and like maybe that's when you truly need to disconnect from your work for a minute and take the time and take the space and like mentally disconnect too. Not only have that boundary with yourself and your work, because who the hell else are you talking to when you're working from home and you're creating a business and you know how that feels right now. not like you're dealing with clients and you have to have a boundary with a client. It is you versus you. So you have to have a boundary with yourself. And then, like, I'll give you an example. I said I talk about this where I could just rip you apart and how it's difficult for you. It's fucking difficult for me too. So with me going on this trip for 10 days, a portion of this yoga retreat in Thailand is silent. And it's strongly encouraged that it's a digital detox, meaning I don't look at my phone for three, it's technically 4 days, but in my head, I can only prepare myself to not fuck with my phone for 3 days. I have anxiety around this because being a person that needs content to market my business, I'm like, oh my God, what beautiful content this will be at. What a shit opportunity to miss, you know, like taking videos or getting stuff from my coaching and all this other stuff and all the work I could do because I have all this downtime because I'm over there. I'm like, that's not really downtime. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I wrestle with that too. I'm like, am I in flow? Am I passionate about it? Or is this a FOMO situation where I'm like, oh, content, content, content. My whole life revolves around content. And I'm like, am I harming myself or am I helping myself? And I don't know sometimes how to leave work truly at work mentally. And, you know, like I went on a vacation last year also to Thailand, was very disconnected, truly. Like I set all this shit up in place, like auto replies for emails, text messages, told everybody I'm AWOL, I'm off the grid, and I really was. But this trip feels different. I feel like there's more of a fiery energy with my work. I wanna show up, but like I'm negotiating, I'm wrestling. Like, do I truly disconnect or do I sneak? Do I fucking sneak my phone because I know I'm gonna have Wi-Fi, or do I actually adhere to the challenge, which is total digital detox for 4 days? I don't know, man. What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I had a forced digital detox.
Yeah, I know where. Me too.
In treatment.
Yeah.
And I was so scared like you. Like, I was like, I'm going to lose all my followers. I'm going to lose my community. I literally run an online education company. So how the fuck am I going to do this if I need access to my phone? And what if people have problems? And, you know, my brain started going to all the places, like all the dark places. What if, what if, what if? And, you know, I was forced to like give up my phone, which was a really beautiful thing. And it took me a while to get into it. So I don't know that there's a right or a wrong answer here. I think what I would encourage you to do is to just feel it out. I think if you're mindful, if you're present, if you're aware about like, hey, I want to pick up my phone. I don't even have to hop on Instagram. I want to take some video because this is so beautiful and I'm going to want to share this later. Like, I did a fuck ton of that when I was in Montana. I went out to the river and just took a bunch of fucking videos, and now I wasn't thinking at the moment, oh my God, I have to use this for content. I was like, I want to remember this. So I think just go and feel it out. And I think that if you're honest with yourself, you'll figure it out. You know, you'll know what your intentions are. And I think once you get past the sort of anxiety of, you know, the quiet, the digital detox, the, oh my God, the FOMO, I think the answer will come to you.
I think you're right. I think I'm like, I think sometimes I challenge myself more than I need to. And I know that's just the age old, you know, we've talked about this before. We're very hard on ourselves. We have these certain standards, like internal standards, like I got to. I think that's very rigid for me to be like, I challenge myself to 4 days with no fucking picking up my phone. And if I don't do anything but that, I've failed. Like, that's going in very rigid, you know?
For sure.
But I will say there have been times where I needed to be that disciplined, you know, and it's really good things have come out of it. So, you know, I know I'm kind of swirling the drain with this, but like, that's what we do, right? But I'm like, maybe I gotta go in hard to discover, you know, like what it takes to be that disciplined, you know, and because I will, like we all do, I think this is just humanity now with the, you know, this age of digital accessibility, you don't even know why you're picking up your phone, and it's a moth to a flame, and here I am again, oh, I meant to check my email, oh, I'm fucking on Instagram again. I feel like being that disciplined and diligent and really intentional of like, what are these triggers when I can't use my phone? Why am I like sweating and scratching like a crackhead? Why? I need to know why. So, you know, that's, I think that's what it is. Like, if I'm going to do this, I don't want to do it half-assed. But then, you know, there's just that whole shift of like having grace with yourself too. Isn't that a hard thing? You know, you want to be disciplined, but also you're like, when do I have grace? When do I show myself like softness and compassion? But sometimes I need to be really fucking disciplined. I don't know. That's something I struggle with for sure. Clearly, I probably sound like a psycho.
No, not at all. I think it's like doing a tightrope walk. We're on this, we're self-employed. We own businesses. We're responsible to ourselves and, you know, maybe other people, but like there's this tightrope walk of how much do you work? How much do you take off? How much do you obsess about it? And obsessing isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like when you're obsessed about something that you love and like you're good at, like, okay, dive in. But then having that grace with yourself when you do fall, having that kindness and that compassion to say, okay, so what? I picked up my fucking phone. I promised myself I wouldn't. Does that mean I get to spiral into I'm a piece of shit, worthless garbage fuck bag? No, it does not. It just means you hop back on, you get back on, and you fucking go again.
Well, I feel like that was a hell of a pep talk. Thank you. And I agree. It's true for all of us. People listening, me, you, everybody. I wonder what Amazon guy's bringing. Sorry, I am very distracted. My window overlooks my front yard. I saw the Amazon man coming up. But yeah, anyway, I am going to explore this. There's something I want to write, something like really thoughtful and deep about distractions and why we're triggered to use our phone. And is it really numbing? And is it really like, oh, I know I'm here to numb and doom scroll for no good reason? Or is it subconsciously just overstimulating you and has an adverse effect anyway? Like I'm going down the rabbit hole with this, and I'm using myself as a test subject. No, not in a bad way. Like I want to explore the triggers, my triggers, and maybe me sharing my truths or what I find and how I go through this experience. I'm making myself a case study on this because we are tied to our phones.
Yeah. And
I don't want to mindlessly pick up my shit, and I especially don't want to use it. I mean, I'm actually better with using it to numb, because sometimes we just need a reprieve from fucking whatever. And you and I are limited with our reprieves, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, exactly. So like, I'm not going to take that away from me, but if it's having this crazy adverse effect where I'm overstimulated and it's giving me anxiety and all this subconscious shit, comparisons, feeling bad about myself, I do not want to use it for that. Numbing, sure. Yeah, if it's working, but not the other. And so I'm just going to really explore this and explore why I've got so much anxiety around the fact that I don't have my phone. When we were in treatment, same thing with me. I couldn't have it for like 15, 20 days. And I was like, well, it makes it easier because they've taken it from me.
Yeah.
I've signed up for this treatment. It's just part of it. And it's life. C'est la vie. I'll fucking get it back when I get it back. But this, it says it's optional. But I'm making it not optional. So I'm like, I got to save myself from myself. But yeah, I've got all kinds of notes. I'm going to be jotting them down, not in my phone, not in my notes. I'm going to be writing like old school. And I want to see how this goes, because we all get distracted. We all get distracted with our phones and the things we need to do and staying on task and letting it fuck with us, because the metrics, you know, we're not getting the likes that we wanted or thought or this or that, like that can fuck with us. That does fuck with us. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's where I'm at.
I love that you're doing this. I think it's really important. I think it's important to understand why we're doing these things and why we're numbing out or why we're doom scrolling, or I'm just being mindful, like being mindful, because we don't realize how many times a day we pick up our phone. You know, when I talked about this in my masterclass, like immediately you get up, you pick up your phone and you're just, your brain is going blah, 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 blah. And it's like, why do we do this? And so taking these breaks, these detoxes from whatever, whether it's social media, your phone, or who fucking knows, I think they're really necessary. You know, I normally, except during launch week, make myself take a solid 24 hours off of social every fucking week. I just get the fuck off. I don't need to be on there all the time. And as you were talking, it made me think of there's a retreat that I want to go to this year. It's not really a retreat, if I'm being honest. It's called Vipassana meditation. It's a 10-day silent meditation.
Ooh, silent the whole time?
Yes, Ooh. Ma'am. Silent meditation. You meditate for 10 to 12 hours a day. There are no phones. You cannot write letters. You cannot journal. You do nothing but drink tea, eat your fruit, and meditate.
That gives me a palpitation of anxiety. Like, it's one thing to have a tiny portion of the day to sitting and chilling, and having, you know, certain things optional or whatever. That's intense. That's you with you for that many hours a day.
And I think that's why we pick up our phones. I think that's why we distract ourselves with so many things, because we're so afraid to be alone with us for long periods of time. What's going to come up? What do I not want to feel? How do I push it back down if I'm just sitting here with myself? Mm-hmm. So I learned about this, this meditation retreat and yoga teacher training. And when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, that'd be super cool. And then as we got into meditation and we ended up doing our day of meditation, which was like 4 hours, at the end, I was like, man, fuck that. Fuck that. No fucking way. That was hard. And then the next day I was like, actually, I think I really wanted to do that, because when I sit with myself, I'm so fucking uncomfortable at first. But the more I sit, the longer I sit without the distractions, I actually hear myself, not 5-year-old Sarai voice, not my dad's, my teachers, my husband, not anybody, but mine. And that's really how you get to know yourself, is by sitting, just sitting with yourself and being quiet. And for decades, I ran from myself. And now I'm like, bitch, I think it's time to hit it head on. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but this will probably be one of the most challenging things I ever do in my life. But I feel in my fucking soul that it's necessary, dude.
I love that. Where is that retreat?
They literally have them all over. And it's, I believe it's, oh shit, I should get it and put it in the show notes. I believe it's dhamma.net or .org or something, but they're free retreats. Okay. Ooh. And they are all over the world, like literally all over the world. You go, you have to apply, you go for 10 days. The first 3 days they lead you in one type of meditation, and then the next they lead you deeper and deeper, but you basically share a room with a person. You do not make eye contact with anybody the entire time you're there, because it's supposed to be solitude. You cannot journal. You cannot be on your phone. And if you leave early, you don't get to like come back. So you've got like one chance. And if you complete the Vipassana meditation, the 10-day meditation, you can then go back and be of service at any of the locations. So I'll send you the info, and then we'll put it in the show notes when I figure out what the fuck it's called, because it's escaping my brain right now.
That's interesting. Part of me is like, yeah, let's challenge myself and do that. And then part of me is like,
fuck no.
Fuck that. Yeah, like I don't like the authority of like, you can't do this and you can't do, I always have had a problem with authority. When you were talking about being silent and not doing shit, I'm like, I kind of do that. I go out in the woods for like hours now and just lay in the sunshine. I don't listen to music. I just listen to the birds and whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. But the difference is nobody's telling me I can do something or I can't do something. So I'm like, I fucking love this. It's quiet nature. But I'm like, the second someone says, don't look at somebody, don't say something, like, I'll show you. I think that I've got a lot to explore with that statement there.
Maybe you could explore that in your 4 days without a phone.
Oh God. I'm like, I'm messing with my hair like compulsively right now because of anxiety. Anyhow. Yeah. We went down a path I wasn't expecting, you know, taking time off of work, and, you know, because work is like, work keeps us busy. Work keeps us, you know, not with ourselves fully. You know what I mean? Work is just another one of those things. So yeah, it's something that I've like consciously had to work on. And it's like knowing when I'm wanting to go hard with work and what that means, and like sitting with myself when, I don't know, it's a loaded one. I appreciate you going there like you did, because I know when I gave you this topic, you did not know. And I know it's something that like ruffles a feather. It does for me too. And you went there and we talked about it. I don't think either of us know what the hell we're doing half the time, 100% when it comes to work and time off and whatever, but I think we're doing pretty all right, if you ask me.
I think we are, you know, and I think that for both of us, and I know we're not the only people that can relate to this, we have workaholic tendencies. I mean, we've talked about this in previous episodes. And so I think this is a tricky conversation. I think it can be triggering. And I think it's a beautiful conversation that we just had that, you know, yes, you can have work-life flow or harmony, but you can also work your fucking dick off 12 hours a day at doing something you love for 6 days straight. And that's still okay. You know, coming, I think the difference is when it comes from a place of I'm working because I want to distract, because I want to, you know, do things in vain versus I love creating and I fucking love doing this and I want to help people. That for me was like the big differentiator. When I wanted to become famous or I wanted to be fucking well known as a hairstylist and I would work all the time and create all the shit, it was because of like, I wanted to do it for me. And now I'm like, I want to create for other people. I want to help other people. So for me, I can still get drawn into that workaholic tendency. I'm just a lot fucking quicker to recognize it now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's the self-awareness part. And it's the doing so many like healing and self-discovery modalities. It's like, you know yourself way better than, I mean, I'll speak, this is for me, and I'm sure it resonates with you or means something similar. It's like when we were in full workaholic mode, we didn't know ourselves enough to know what the fuck we were doing and how to even stop or why we were doing it, the root causes of why we were workaholics or any aholic for that matter. And then you start learning yourself better and start seeing the root of things. And you're like, oh yeah, okay, it's fine. I still have that tendency, but I know what it is, where it's coming from, and what I need to do to counter it. And that is growth, my friends. That's fucking growth.
Fuck yes, it is.
Exactly. Okay, before I forget, and we can put it in the show notes, that book that I was talking about to do with creativity and having a love affair with your passion and that whole just analogy that makes sense, like, of course you're going to sneak away and suck face with the thing you do. It's called Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert. It's the shit, and we are creatives. We're makers, we just are artists. No matter if we are doing the business side of things, we're producing things, we're creating things. It's content, it's curriculum, blah, blah, blah. And when you love the thing you're doing, you keep showing up because you love the thing you're doing. So that book keeps you on the path of like being really stoked to do the thing.
I love it. I'm going to dive into that. I've been really enjoying, Spotify for having books on there now. I didn't even know they did. So I am definitely getting this book on some sort of Audible, and I'm going to fucking go to town on it.
You'll love it. Cause it's one part like Brene Brown vibes, like, okay, here's how you work through your shit. And then one part, she's the author of Eat, Pray, Love. So like the spiritual pilgrimage type, like I just love it. Her language is so great. I'm into it for sure. Awesome. Anyway, what do we do? I feel like this is a good time to end, but what the hell do we even do at the end of our podcast?
This is your line. We circle jerk it and put a pin in it. I don't know.
That's for sure what we do. All right, guys, we'll catch you next time.